ABA Mobile.
Hey, how are you doing this morning, KB4CPA?
David, not bad. Running a little bit late from what I wanted to get out of the house, but hey. Anyway, got to go to the post office, got to go to Lowe's, and one other place I got to go, and I can't remember now, but hopefully I'll remember before I have to go there.
I had the same problem, and sometimes life's an adventure. I mean, it's really bad if you get in the car and then you can't remember where you're going. Oh, me. Oh, that would be bad. But anyway, yeah, so sounds like you got a list there, and I'm no surprise to you, I don't imagine, but I'm going to play tennis and play for a couple hours, and then I'll go and take a shower, and we're headed down to Somerville to see, take our grandson back down there. My oldest daughter and her husband, my son-in-law, moved down there with his job with working with Volvo.
Nice little ride, about 3.5 hours, or about 3 hours to Somerville. Depending upon how much traffic you hit on 26 going through the Columbia area. But, yep, I used to make that trip all the way from down there around Charleston back up to here and back for a number of years because the gal I married was from up here and I was from here in Spartanburg, and we lived in Charleston because I was stationed down there in the Navy, and then I worked down there for a number of years. So we would make trips back and forth during the summer and on weekends and holidays and, you know, the whole nine yards, as they say. But at least you got a good day, too. Of course, it's supposed to be hot later today.
I didn't call, so that's fine with me. So, yeah, we used to live in Charleston. When I was at James Island Baptist Church, leading the music there for 2.5 years, and we lived right there behind the church in the what actually used to be the old pastorium that they let me use it as part of my salary package. But anyway, what I was going to ask you was, I had a buddy of mine, he was a retired Navy, and he worked in the Navy Yard. His name was Jim Lee. Did you know him?
No, but of course I was stationed at one end of the Naval Base, down where the Mines Force Headquarters were located, and all of the enlisted barracks were down that way. And the Navy Yard, and going up the other direction, and then you get into the Navy Yard and into the supply center area and all that stuff up that way. I didn't have a lot of need to go that direction, so the name doesn't sound familiar, David. It just sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I may have met him over the years depending upon what he did, but since I was mostly concerned with computers and things, unless he worked with that, I didn't have a lot of dealings with other people.
Sure, there were a lot of people there. I thought there might be a possibility y'all ran into each other. I have no idea what he did, but he just worked there as a civilian. But the guy was brilliant. I mean, absolutely brilliant. And at the church, the Sunday school class was complaining about the organist practicing the organ during Sunday school. And so he made, and this was an old electronic organ, he went into the board, and I'm talking, this board went from, it was as tall as I was, and wires everywhere, and somehow or another, he figured out where the the output was to the speakers, and he put in a switch so that she could play, and then put in a thing there at the console where she could plug headphones in, and it would kill the feed to the speakers, and all you would hear would be the headphones. And I mean, it just absolutely amazed me. I wouldn't have known where to start.
That's not hard. I mean, a lot of things I learned over the years and all. But when you work with computers and circuitry and things like that, you learn a lot about different things. So anyway, and all, but yeah, there were a lot of folks at Naval Station Charleston, between, like I said, between the Mine Force headquarters and the school school down there, and the Naval Station itself, and where all the ships were in and out, because we had a destroyer, a tender there for the destroyers, and several destroyers were located there, and we had the tender for the submarines, and there were submarines located there, and all of that, and then the big old Naval Supply Center and everything like that. So there was a lot of folks around there and everything. Yeah, I'm going to run through here. Hardy can grab me a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit to eat as I start running these errands, because I ain't had no breakfast yet.
It's mine a little while ago, and had a big old mug of coffee, probably equal about 3 cups of coffee. And so I'm ready to go. Yeah, we... And yeah, both our parents lived up here, so, you know, we would come from Charleston on holidays and special occasions, birthdays when we could and that kind of thing. I remember I got the car out of the shop from an accident, on Tuesday, and we left Wednesday after church, and it was about 11:30. I was going up 385, you know, headed toward Greenville, and a deer jumped out in front of my car, and I'd actually glanced down at my ham radio, and I didn't even see it. Of course, it wouldn't have mattered, and I was running 65, and I hit that deer. I mean, I hit it dead, you know, center. And but luckily I knocked it went over to my left, and when I looked up, it was spinning counterclockwise on the side of the road, going as fast as I was, and of course it tore the front end of the car up, so I wasn't too happy about that.
What you mean? I know what you mean. And I was going back after I moved up here and was living up here. I was still drilling with a supply unit that was from the Naval Reserve Center up here. But every other month, we would do our drills down at the Naval Supply Center down in Charleston. And one Friday, we were headed down. I was riding with two other guys. We were in a pickup truck. And all of a sudden, we see this big old tire come bouncing down the road towards us on I-26. And the guys in the front seat, I was in the back of the pickup truck. I was riding back there because he didn't have two seats, just had one, you know, seat across the front here. And we all breathed a sigh of relief when that thing bounced over the truck. I'll be back in a minute, David. Got an order here. W2T.
APA.
Buy one, get one free this morning.
Call those the a BOGO now. I tell you, the abbreviations they come up with now just kill me.
Eddie's is only doing drive-through service. They're not doing any. You can't even go inside and order and take out. It's strictly a drive-through. Their drive-through window's the only thing open here, at least as far as I can tell. And also, anyway, but you know, $3.15. That's all right. For two sandwiches, that's a good deal.
KB4CBA. Well, at breakfast, of course, I mentioned I have my grandson, and my wife had to go into work, and so we yesterday we took off. I said when we get up, we're going to go to IHOP. So we took off to IHOP in Greer, and it's closed. So I live in Taylor, so, you know, we're headed back to the house. I said, well, you know, there's one there on Wade Hampton, and I know it's open because I've seen cars there, and I've been by it several times, and lately, and I was talking to Gary, you know, Whiskey 4 Echo Yankee, and Tom, KZ4M, on the 2 meters, and they said, well, we're going to, what is it, Denny's. And I said, okay, well, my grandson and I are going to IHOP. They said, well, we'll just meet you at IHOP. So, and then come to find out Dave was going to be there too, so I had my three teachers of the class, and me and my grandson there, we all had breakfast together yesterday at IHOP there on Wade Hampton.
That works out. All right, hang on a minute. I got to pay my bill and get my food. W2G. So it was taken care of, having to pay for it, you know. But that wasn't too bad. Now I got to head for the post office, and then from there to Lowe's, and then from there to probably over to Wally World, since it's right there close, and I need a few things, both grocery-wise and personal things I need, you know, like a toothbrush and a few things like that, you know. So I'll hit there. But anyway, got my breakfast. See what it is. See how good it is this morning.
Like I do, eat and drive. Okay, well, I'll let you go and enjoy your breakfast. And there was something else I was going to tell you, but I've already forgotten what it is now. It wasn't important. So anyway, what I was going to say is, I was going to ask you that you had to pay. I figured they'd give it to you on your good looks.
Happen, you know that. You've seen me, so just like I've seen you. So neither you nor I would win that category at any time.
It could be worse, you know. It could be worse. Well, I'll let you go. And you have a good day. And be careful out there running around. We'll talk to you later. WU2TKB4CBA73s.
All right, David. Well, have fun playing tennis. And then be careful when I drive down to Charleston and back, because that's a... It's three and a half hours down that way and back, and then the same coming back. So, you know, be careful. We'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, W2T, clear.